This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This week, school districts in Central Texas announced they will be closed for 3 weeks to slow the spread of COVID-19. Many parents are scrambling with childcare, food, or how to keep their kids busy. But KUT's Claire McInerney asked the kids themselves what it's like to self-isolate. Here's what they sent in.
There are still adults who are not taking the self-isolation stuff seriously, so let's let the kids explain why this is important. Here's Kaisa. She's six.
If we do not stay home, then we might actually have the coronavirus, and we could spread it. And we don't want to spread it because that's not really being... That's mean.
And it's crystal clear to 9-year-old Ruby that she could be a carrier to others in her life. So she's laying low to protect them.
Well, I have two people that are at risk because, like, one of them is over 60, and that's really old because, like, their immune system isn't as good as our young immune system. And one of my family members has type 1 diabetes.
I mean, even 4-year-olds get the gravity of this situation. Here's Hattie.
Because the germs are getting at school and everywhere, so we have to stay home.
It's not easy for kids to be cooped up, though. But they have been staying busy. For 6-year-old Kaisa?
I've been playing, and I ate breakfast. I put my clothes on, and I was watching TV.
And 7-year-old Anderson has a whole list.
Play with my dog. Build Legos. And sometimes just rest.
They also have ideas for kids who are starting to get bored. Here's 6-year-old Daniela.
Jump on their bouncy horses if they have some, or play on the trampoline, or they can ride their bicycles, get ice cream.
Kaisa has an idea that's good for kids, but honestly, adults too.
Just pop up a new world in your brain. Even though you're not there, you can still be there in your imagination. So imaginations can help you if you feel bored.
Schools could be closed for longer than 3 weeks. Some people think it could be the whole semester. And 9-year-old Kate is already recognizing that this could be a slog.
It's already starting to get a little boring staying at home, so I can't imagine what it'll be like at the end of 3 weeks. So it's like one of the only times that I'm kind of gonna be excited to go to school.
And she's missing her usual social life, which, like, same.
The hardest part about being at home is probably that if I ever FaceTime my friends, I don't really have anything to talk about because nothing happens. The most I can say is I've just been chilling at home all day.
All of these kids have been under 10 years old, and it's been cute, but now it's time for some more mature voices. 12-year-old twins, Eddie and John, have some really comforting and wise advice.
It'll be over eventually, and that you should just keep going, pushing through, and it'll be okay in the end.
Be nice to people, because it's like, I mean, they are kind of stuck with you, so you're just kind of being a jerk the entire time. Then I don't know, it's just not good for anybody, really. So just be a okay person.
So yeah, be an okay person to the Uber Eats driver, the CVS employee, the grocery store workers. During this tough time, we all deserve kindness. Oh yeah, and don't forget to wash your feet. Okay, Hattie's washing her feet. The rest of us should wash our hands. Claire McInerney, KUT News.